1 ABH. ABH, KO4 HKX. How are you this morning?
Been all right. Hopefully, heading home here in the next couple minutes.
Maybe hard to shift, huh?
Apparently so. Got this week and next week and I think the week after that, and then I'm done for the next 4 weeks.
4 weeks of graveyards or 4 weeks of work altogether?
4 week rotations, 4 weeks on nights, 4 weeks on days.
I used to work swing shifts myself, but we worked a rotating shift and it wasn't like that.
I came from Greenville County and we did 6 weeks there. They do 4 weeks here. They used to do 2 weeks here, which would be terrible. I think that's how Michelin does it. It's still 2 weeks.
DuPont up in Bavard area.
So I love the night shift at one time, but I'm looking to change careers and do something different. Why I ain't got to do that anymore?
For a living.
Law enforcement.
I've kind of figured that, but I wasn't sure.
It was good when it was good, but that fun's starting to wear off.
See how you do it. I do appreciate your service, though, and your dedication.
Are you just getting started for the morning?
I'm actually off today. I run a mobile tool truck. But I'm going down to help some friends out that are short-handed in the shop. So I'm going down to turn wrenches for today to help them out.
So a mobile tool truck, what does that entail?
See, I ride around all day with the truck full of tools and on display, and I go visit the same shops every week and take care of their tools. Collect the money that they owe me, take care of any broken warranty tools, just try to help everybody out with the tool situation that I can do.
So is that like the Mack tool trucks that I see running around, or is it something different?
It's kind of the same thing. I'm with Matco, M-A-T-C-O.
Oh, I gotcha. I think I've seen that brand, but I'm not too familiar.
Seen it around if you've been up here in the upstate anywhere. There's 7 or 8 of us running around up here, anywhere from Spartanburg to Anderson.
Okay, yeah, I can place the name. I just can't picture the logo right offhand. I'd have to Google it.
Solid white trucks mostly, and just a name written on the side of it. That's pretty basic logo and setup. For the county or the state?
I work for Anderson County.
You are getting tired of doing that over that area.
I've only been with Anderson County for about 3 months now. I was with Greenville County for a little over 7 years.
His atmosphere, I just don't see how you guys do it.
I don't either, honestly. It's something I gotta talk myself into more and more every single day.
You been into ham radio?
Picked it up kind of by accident back in January, but didn't get my license until July, so it's only been a couple months.
I just got mine last year in September.
Hey, I started building a little bug out bag and got on Amazon and got a couple Baofengs to throw in there and didn't really know much about them. And I kind of been into CB throughout the years ever since I've been in high school, and I never really planned on getting my amateur license, but the more I kind of got into the Baofeng thing and researching it and figuring out what I needed to do to get a program, one thing led to another, and I ended up getting my license.
Sounds like me. Kind of the same way I got into it. I looked into it years ago and just never followed through on it. And then when the pandemic hit, just kind of started piecing things together and ended up with my license last September. I actually really enjoy it, though.
I'm the same way. A hobby that I wish I would have discovered when I was in high school, because I think it would have been something I could have probably made a career out of. I mean, when I started college, I was actually an engineering major and just really had a brain for that sort of stuff. And then somehow I wound up in the career that I'm in now. But now that I'm doing it, I don't really look at it as a from the tactical standpoint, but the hobby standpoint. I'm fun to get into HF now.
I need to get my general license right now. There's a testing session the 16th, I believe it is, of this month. So I'm hoping to be ready to go take the test then.
I gotta get back in it and start studying for that stuff. Because I originally said I was gonna wait quite a while before I got my general, but I'm thinking I want to do it sooner rather than later now. But I just gotta find the time to do it. But the tech stuff certainly has a lot to keep you busy.
Because I've been playing with DMR a little bit. I've used 10 meter a little bit. I've got an HF rig and all at the house. I listen, but I don't talk. And we can talk on 10 meter on a small section of it, and I made a couple of contacts there. But yeah, I'm wanting to do more with it.
You do the general online just like you can the tech?
So I haven't looked into it. I've been using the Ham Study app to do it. I can look into it for you and let you know. But I was planning on just meeting down here at the Greenville's club meeting at the 940 Grove Road at the Red Cross Center and just taking a test with them. They do it the third Saturday of every month, I believe it is.
I would have done it in person, but with my rotate schedule, I have every other weekend off, and that usually winds up being reserved for family time, so I really didn't get away from the kids and stuff on the one weekend that I have off. So I ended up scheduling mine online, and I'm kind of glad I did, because I'm reading on a lot of Facebook groups that I'm in that, you know, people that do it in person, it takes a week or 2 weeks or however long to get their call sign, which, I mean, I guess in the grand scheme of things, I guess that's the millennial in me coming out, not wanting to wait a week or 2 weeks, but I took it online. I had the call sign in 45 minutes.
Quick, even when I took mine online, it took me about a week to get it.
It depends on who you go through and how they file. Some file immediately online, and then some file just like they do when you take it in person, where they mail the stuff in, and I think that's what takes it as long as it does.
So, too, because you got different guys or different clubs doing it, or even online, and they got different procedures and stuff like that. So, yeah, when I took my tech online, I had to sit in front of a mirror where they could see all the way around me, and you had to show them the whole room and all that stuff, so it was a little different.
It sounds similar to the one I did. I had to be able to, I just did it in a small bathroom, and that way there wasn't no question as to what was going on, but I had to show them the whole room. But, hey, I'm about to jump out on my last call of the day before I head to the house, so I'm going to have to run. But good talking to you, 73s. K1 ABH.
ABH, it was great talking to you this morning. You take care and stay safe out there. And, hey, I'm around on the radio pretty much all day long, so if you ever need to talk, just give me a shout. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear. 73.